Hello everyone, my name is Melvin, and today I want to talk about the main event at Hell in a Cell. But first, a quick shout out to Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. They had a nice show. Alberto El Patron going up against Ryan Taylor in the main event. Jack Swagger talking a little about his upcoming match with Eric Watts. And the show was, it's a weekly show and it was good from start to end. And I really liked the tag team match. Pac 3 defending the tag titles against Reno Scum. Now that I got that out the way, let's talk about Hell in a Cell's main event. Man, that match was everything I was hoping it to be. It was fun, exciting, and a little scary. Because I had it in my mind that Shane McMahon or Kevin Owens was going to jump off the top of the cell. Which, when Kevin Owens went up there for the leap, I was praying he didn't. And I was happy he climbed halfway down before he went through the table. And I thought that was the end of the match. But you know, fearless Shane McMahon had to go up there and test his luck. And this where things took a bit of a spin, because when he jumped, I just knew Kevin Owens was going to move. And when he did, I was like, oh my God, I hope Shane is all right. It had me shocked for a second, because the way Shane take those bumps, it looked like he's through. We won't be seeing him in a wrestling ring again. And also, when they showed the replay, that's when I saw Sami Zayn pull his worst enemy, his frenemy, out the way for Shane McMahon to go crashing through the announce table. That was like, I had me lost for words. I didn't know what to think at this point. And then the look on Sami Zayn's face, and I knew that was his heel turn. You know, Kevin Owens made a point when he was telling Sami Zayn a few weeks back that what have he done to make an impact in WWE? Well, make an impact on SmackDown, and the answer to that was nothing. Sami Zayn done nothing till last night at Hell in a Cell. That was his impact move. That's when he finally realized doing things the way he wanted to do it wasn't working. We haven't seen him on TV for weeks. And finally, when we did see him on TV, he was trying to help Shane McMahon, telling him, no, don't go up against Kevin Owens. I know him. I know the things he'll do. Shane McMahon pretty much ignored him. And if I was Sami Zayn, I would be kind of mad, maybe a little offended, because I'm the superstar. You supposed to be my boss. Why you taking my spot? Let me go in Hell in a Cell and fight Sami. Fight Kevin Owens. But that wasn't the case. So my boy Sami Zayn made sure the boss, the son of Vincent Kenny McMahon, paid for it. So we saw Shane go down. And I like how Sami Zayn dragged Kevin Owens to make the three count, and when he backed away from the cage and looked at Shane's kids, the shock. It's like he was torn, like getting pulled both ways, realizing what he's done. And it's going to make SmackDown very interesting. I'm looking forward to SmackDown on Tuesday, because I can't wait. I want to see Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens standing in the ring together as allies, because it's been a long time since I've seen that. But anyways, everyone, you can follow me on Twitter at Where's My Title. And also subscribe and leave your questions, comments. Till next time, see you later.